Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
My hearing is being affected or something, but I couldn't hear you drumming. So we're going to try this one more time because we are at war. And the Super Bowl goes on and on, but we are at war in this country, in this earth. And so we want to play Becky Shea one more time. Let's keep in mind the war drums need to be drumming every day until we see peace come to our land. So let's try that. Get your drums out. Get your table, your spoons, whatever you need. Let's try that one more time, all together, everybody together, drumming in.
Warm and heads, let us run some people for God. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors are falling, there's the resurrection coming.
If your battle rise and shine.
Oh, hey. You think being giant, the rule of injustice, I'll be healed by the peace. Oh, yeah, bringing the power to unity. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Tribe will come alive.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your heart, I feel it.
Your heart.
Your heart,
I feel it.
listen to your destiny. The rhythm of our father moves with victory. We're warriors of fighting. There's a revival igniting. The storm is so bad and alright, blazing fire.
Your heart,
I feel it.
Yeah, I feel it.
Your heart.
Welcome. Soul Purpose Healing is now live in Blog Talk Radio Studio and Facebook Live. I imagine there's a lot of people sitting in front of the BoobTube on the big screens everywhere watching the Super Bowl. Yay! Go Bengals, go Rams. The score last time I heard was 13 LA Rams and 10 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, my feeling about, I was thinking about maybe I should cancel my show because people are going to be watching the Super Bowl. In fact, I sent out my flyer to a friend, and she came back and said, well, most of the people are going to have to watch the your show later because everybody will be, no, everybody is not watching Super Bowl football. But I'm sure there's a large number. But the beat goes on. That's why we played Back in Shade. The beat goes on. There's a war going on. The elite are trying to get our children jabbed even at 6 months, trying to get our babies jabbed at 6 months old. And I got my antennas up, grandma antennas, and my spiritual chakra energies are all over determining who's the enemy, who's the friend, who's the enemy, who's the friend. And then I get away from the enemies and make pacts with our friends. So we have this amazing speech you're going to hear tonight from a woman who was an educator for 24 years. This woman blew my mind. So I'm going to play her speech because this is where we are today, talking about empowerment and that we are at war, the families. And this is a melanin woman, and I don't even know her name, but when I saw her on, she was in New York. You can tell her New York accent. And we're going to hear the reason that we are here tonight instead of in front of some TV watching the $40 million slave show. I say that because behind me is the man who was the legend, and he paved the way for what you're seeing, what people are seeing today in the Super Bowl. He paved the way back in 1949. That's when my dad was hired in 1949 to play with the New York Yankees, they were called. They were actually a football team. And he paved the way and moved on even into the Cleveland Browns, where only two black players were on the team. There's a picture down here on this poster. two black players back in 1949 on. And people think about Brown, the guy Brown, as like a hero at the beginning. But there was people like my dad and other, the guys who played with him, who were the real legendary legacies paving the way for what you see today on the field. Melanin men running that ball around, catching that ball, sacking people. And the book that my dad's student wrote was called The $40 Million Slave. That book goes into the history of all the games, the football games and all that, and how they're slaves of slavery, the corporation running the slave plantation. But those guys, unfortunately, end up with such brain damage, many of them, their CTE, that when they finish the game, if they stay in there too long, many of them come out with Alzheimer's, dementia, and then they die an early death. And you can bet after this game tonight, a lot of them will be on pain medication because their game is rough. It's violent. It's a violent game. So I'm glad for all of you who joined me tonight to protest the football violence, which is all what it is. It's one of the most entertaining games. And I'm going to play an interview that my dad did years ago, just to show, I don't even know what we talked about, but I just want to honor him tonight on Super Bowl Sunday. After we listen to this 24-year educator talk about our obligation and duty to resist the mandates and all the other things that are the Canadian truckers are standing for. And that's why we're calling it Freedom Convoy USA, because hopefully by March, we'll have another convoy going in the United States to end the mandate. A lot of provinces or places in Canada are ending their vaccine mandates, their passports, since this truck convoy started. So that's what we want to see in the United States of America, Estados Unidos. Here is an amazing 24-year educator, sister, Melanin sister, talking about why it's our obligation and duty right now to not watch Super Bowl, but to stand up and make a difference and get ready for the battle or continue to overcome.
How you doing out there?
Okay.
Uncomfortable yet? Good.
Great.
I want everyone to understand, and as much as that was a little out of protocol, what this young man just said a little while ago, I appreciate his enthusiasm and his passion, because we need to leave this place empowered. You understand? It's not good enough to just come here and listen to speeches and go back home and get comfortable again. We are at war. We are at war for our families, our children, our lives. The 14th Amendment gives us due process. It guarantees us equal protection under the law. So why in the world are the unvaccinated being treated differently than the vaccinated? It is the new segregation. It is the new discrimination. And we have to stop it. Government for the people, by the people, will not be destroyed. We have to recognize our power. We are magistrates. What is happening here today, what is happening around our state and in our city, is people are invoking the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. And most of you probably don't even understand what that is and don't even understand what I'm talking about. Well, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate is the doctrine upon which this country was founded. It is the basis of the 10th Amendment, which says that any authority that is not given to the federal government is reserved to the state. And if our local leaders fail to protect its citizens and fail to step between a tyrannical federal government and its citizens, fail to protect the rights of its citizens, then those rights and authority is extended and given to the people. We, the people, is how the Constitution starts. A magistrate is a person that operates under authority. They have power. There are higher magistrates and there are lesser magistrates. The founding fathers of this country understood that there's going to come a point in time where the federal government will need to be checked. If not, they will become tyrants. And that is what's happening now. So, the Declaration of Independence says that everyone, by virtue of being a human being, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The federal government, too, the federal government, their purpose is to protect the rights of those citizens, the rights of us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The third point of that document is if they fail to protect its citizens and enforce those rights, the citizens have a right to revolt. Do you understand? We have a right to resist. And we have an obligation and a duty to do so. Do you understand? Do you understand when it says a duty to step between a tyrannical government and its laws? They are coming for our children. We cannot sit down. Every great leader knows, every one of them, even the bad ones know, that if you want to affect the country, you go for its children. When in the world do we start using children as bulletproof vests for us? When in the world do we start testing things on children? It comes to us first. And when you come for our children, you have started a war. And they have declared war, and we are answering to that war. We are magistrates, and I need you, each one, reach one, and teach one. Do you understand? As a magistrate in this country, the United States government, our government, our local leaders have to answer to us. The Ninth Amendment says that any rights that are not enumerated in the Constitution are reserved for the people. So I don't want to hear that mandates are not enumerated in the Constitution, because for the fact that it's not enumerated means that that authority and those rights goes to us. And so every one of these mandates are illegal. Every single one of them. Under that 14th Amendment, due process and right to equal protection is the right to protect my body. When you want to push something into my body against my consent, without my consent, it is rape. Right. And this is medical rape. When you want to take my children into a room and give them a Snicker bar and some damn fries and talk about come get this vaccine, it is tantamount to kidnapping. That's what it is. You don't have control of my children. You don't have control of me. They shut our doors and try to give us God Fauci. To hell with Fauci. The churches are surrendering their pulpits to the demonic hackle. I'm not coming to your church. You're not getting my tithe. Are you crazy? Take your children out of school. I'm a former educator, 24 years. They stopped teaching them years ago. You just didn't know. You just didn't know. Education went to hell years ago. They taught them compliance. They stopped teaching them to think. Analytical thought went out the window with state exams. Those state exams are just being used to track your children, to determine who's going to college, to train them, to support this God-forsaken system, all the rest that goes elsewhere. They have put us into prison. I don't care how you look at it. If you're in corporate America, you're imprisoned by your lifestyle. If you're in the government, you're imprisoned by your job with good benefits. You understand? If you are on subsidy, you're imprisoned by their benefits. We have to get out their system, pull yourself out, pull your dollars out, and level it. All they care about is money. And you can see it with the flip-flopping of the guidelines and of the requirements. And who's at work? And who's not at work? And what court says this? And another court says that. We have to hold them all accountable. They want to rewrite the Constitution? I'm ready with my pen. Because there's some changes that need to be made in this country. careful who they pull to the table. They better be careful what table is spread. Because I got some ideas, and I'm sure everybody here does too. No time to be comfortable. We have to fight. Every authority in this country, in this world, our laws were written and our authority is delegated by God Almighty. When the laws of this country violate and go against and contradict the laws of God, then that government has become tyrannical. They have to be overthrown. We have to revolt. We have to resist and do anything we can to protect our freedom. And we must be involved. We must be informed. And we must be motivated to act. And we must act. Teach your children. Get them involved so they can stand. So that when someone approaches them, they can stand and know what they're talking about. You understand me? Educate yourself so that you know how to resist. They are trying to make these mandates into laws. Because by the 13th Amendment, it could become the law, and we break it, we become involuntary servants. We become slaves. They are turning our country into one massive, huge slave ship. And I don't know about you, but I'm not signing up for that cruise line. Don't fight your neighbors. Don't fight your family members that are vaccinated and want to fight you. Walk away in peace. Try to educate them, and if they resist, leave them.
Right.
Unfortunately, in every war, there will be casualties.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, they will be people that we love.
Yeah.
So be it. It is what it is.
It is.
It is what it is. You love them from a distance. You pray for them, and you hope that they come over and wake up.
Right.
But if they don't, we don't have time.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
So,
we are in battle, we are in a war, and we have to keep going. We have to be uncomfortable and be comfortable with being uncomfortable. We have to stand, and we are given a charge to fight for your family, fight for your home, fight for your brothers, fight for your sisters. Because my God said, pursue the invading army. Because if you pursue them, you will recover. If we back up, we won't. These are uncircumcised Philistines. They cannot stand against the army of the living God. We are the armies of the living God. Know who you are and whose you are. Go back to your neighborhood and fight. We are magistrates. Let me hear you. We are magistrates. We are magistrates. Stand between an unjust government and its laws. God bless you. And God bless these United States of America.
Okay. I would love to know what you think, listeners. If you're listening online, call in 215-383-5863 if you want to comment, or type in your comments on Facebook. And you in the studio, if you want to comment, press 1. That was the most radical speech I've heard to date. And watching all that's going on in Canada and all over the world, that is the spirit of what we are seeing now on planet Earth. We're not seeing it. If you're watching CNN, you're not going to hear the revolution, because guess what? The revolution will not be televised. You know that old song. So let us take heed to what this sister said. Now, let me just once again, what is the doctrine of the lower magistrate? That was something totally new to me and never heard of it. And I'm going to read it again because the sister is educated, intelligent, wise. And the doctrine of the lesser magistrate declares that, listen up, when the superior or higher civil authority makes an unjust, immoral law or decree, the lesser or lower ranking civil authority, that's us, has both the right and duty to refuse obedience to that superior authority. And that's what she's saying. We are the lower magistrates now. We have a duty, she says. We have an obligation to refuse obedience to that superior authority. Let me read that one more time, because this is a moment for us to take this new knowledge, this new information, and really use it for our benefit, our power, and to educate others, because people are lost in this idea that these mandates are okay, they're legal, blah, 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 and they're not. As she said, they're illegal. We've been being totally under the authority of people doing something totally illegal against the 14th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, and even the 10 Commandments, and against our Creator especially. Let me read. The doctrine of the lesser magistrates declares that, and there's actually a move or a book out about this, that when the superior or higher civil authority, that's our government, make an unjust, immoral law or decree, the lesser or lower ranking civil authority has both the right and duty to refuse obedience to that superior authority. So let me just play a little bit about what's going on. Oh, maybe I didn't get that. In Canada, I don't think I recorded that. Okay. So because we all over Canada now, and even the world, in France, all over Canada, the world, people are disobeying. They are in this doctrine of the lower magistrate. They're activating this doctrine of the lower magistrate. So we in the United States now are preparing to do the same. If you haven't been doing that, now's the time. As she said, the war is on. They're coming for our babies now. 6 months up. They want to jab 6-month-old babies and up and give them the same vaccine that's maiming people, killing people, causing suffering, blood clots, death, heart inflammations, all those side effects are being revealed every day, and yet there's the Pfizer, especially Pfizer Corporation, is working closely with the CDC, the FDA, to bring in new vaccines. That's what's in the pipeline. But I want to say Pfizer's going to go broke again. I predict that Pfizer will no longer be in existence next year. That's my prediction. Because this is a real revolution, and it's a war all over the planet. And just as she said, she gave Fauci the finger. Fauci, there was a lawsuit filed recently naming Fauci, Gates, and several other men as criminals, as committing crimes against humanity. That was just recently filed this month, I believe. That these people are going to be taken to court and judged for their behavior. Now, many are saying, well, nothing's going to happen to that. These people are too powerful, and there's nothing going to come of it. But I believe in karma, even if nothing comes of it. I think we're way past due to do something in the area of the doctrine of the lower magistrate, where we disobey and we bring these people to justice, criminals, put them in the courtroom and let the world know the crimes they've committed that need to be punished. So it's time for a break. I wanted to play for you a message from Michelle Fielding on what is happening in the spiritual realm. Michelle Fielding is a spiritual coach. So because we can look at all these protests with our visual eyes, and we can hear all the sounds of these protesters, and then we have to take a look, we need to take a look at the spiritual aspect of this. What's happening in the spiritual realm with all this chaos and confusion going on? What is going on in the metaphysical world? So that's what we want to deal with if Naima Latif is ready to play commercials. Let me see if I hear got a text from her. Then we'll go to a commercial. Otherwise, I'm going to bring in Michelle Fielding. Let's see, where's Michelle? Michelle Fielding to give us a spiritual aspect that comes from the Galactic Federation, who she has been hearing from for many, many, many years and reporting about the metaphysical aspect. So let me go ahead and play the freedom message from Michelle Fielding, a spiritual coach, on what's happening in the invisible world.
Dearest beings of light, we are turning a corner in 2022.
Yay.
We are starting to approach the summit, and it is now the part which is most arduous, but also so rewarding. As we reach the pinnacle of success, the top of the spiritual climb, we can look back and we can see how far we have come. It has been a long, steep journey, oftentimes difficult to navigate, but we didn't give up. We had faith, and this faith lifted us up like the wings of an angel. We learnt to fly higher and higher, and God held us whenever we felt like we were going to fall. God is not outside of us. God is an inextinguishable energy of unconditional love that is held deep within each soul. The love of God helps us to awaken and helps us to put one foot in front of the other on this long, arduous journey. Sometimes we have cried out, God, we say, this is not my life, the life I intended. But know this, the path you are currently walking is the path that leads you home. Home is where your heart can rest. Home is the abode of God's love. God's residence is your resting place for eternity. Keep going forward with love in your heart. Let it be your compass, and eventually you will reach the summit. You will feel the sun directly on your face. You will smile. The golden rays are your sun, your reward for all the parts of your life, for all of the times when faith carried you through, when normal explanations could not console you. You have made it to the summit, and now you can rest eternally in heaven. Heaven is not a place. Heaven is a state of being. Be calm, dear hearts. You have now entered the kingdom of heaven. This has been a channeling from Lord Gautami.
So what she basically said and what I'm hearing, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the body of believers, the light workers. She's saying we've been climbing this mountain, we've been working, and her guides are saying we've reached the top of the mountain. Hallelujah. And I feel that so strongly, because in February we're going to manifest things that we desire according to astrologers and many readings. And so the struggle that we see going on in Canada is the summit, basically. So we can't give up. A summit, if there's an example of a summit, is the highest point in a person's career, the highest level, as of government officials countable, a peak, the top of the mountain. This chaos, this gathering of souls in Canada and all over the world, speaking loudly about the illegal activity of the government, is the summit, basically. So there, it may seem a little rough right now, but hey, we got to hang in there. Someone said today, the convoy is nice, but it's time for people to go back to work.
This is work. This is the work, sister. This is the work. This is the work. We got to gather. We got to unify. People are unified. They're showing love, love. It's like a love fest.
Unmuted.
In Canada and all over the world, people are coming together. What the result of all this lying, stealing, cheating, deception, propaganda is that people are coming together in love and appreciation for one another and taking back our power at the summit level. So Naima Latif, our executive producer, is going to take us now to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
I know you could be watching that Super Bowl game and ignoring me, but for those of you who are here, welcome and thank you for joining me. Feel free to press 1 if you're in the studio, if you have a comment, you want to bring us up to date on the game. I'm dedicating this to my father today, Sherman John Howard. That's the picture behind me, the cover of his book, The Legend and Legacy of an African-American NFL Pioneer. So since it's Black History Month and it's Super Bowl Sunday, we're going to take a little detour, and I'm going to play an interview I did with my dad. I don't know how many years, maybe 10 years ago. He's now with the ancestors. He left in 2019 at 95 years old, for those of you who don't know. And I'm so grateful to have had the time with him to not only learn about football, because he coached football in high school football for many years, and we went to many of his games, and we had football pictures on the wall of my apartment. I didn't realize how important those pictures were
Buddy Young and so many other really superstars were in those pictures, and they're in his book now. So if you want to buy, if you're interested in getting his book, it's ShermanJHoward.com. And I would like to play an interview I did with him, and we'll figure out I'll maybe come back and let you know what time of the period that was. But this man had so much wisdom, and now I'm practicing in his memory and his footsteps that wisdom that he imparted in me, and which is so lacking in our society these days. So let's listen to an interview of
Lost Talk Radio.
Several years ago.
Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway.
This is so going to have, you know, leave their career, making all that money, they can pay them.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. You may be wondering what is going on here in Graceland on Soul Purpose Healing. Well, it just happens to be one of my favorite songs, and this song is so reminding me of my guest today and his journey to Graceland and his 9 years in the swamps of the Mississippi Delta. And you are going to be so impressed or enlightened with my guest today. And so Graceland is kind of the journey he's been on, but powerful teaching on the way to Graceland. So welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. I'm your host, Viata, and our topic today is bringing wisdom to the addiction of football players and senior citizens. And this show is all about bringing awareness and consciousness to the earth and realigning the inhabitants with the love, compassion, and forgiveness of our Creator, who I call Yahuwah. And this is a Tree of Life journey. Tree of Life representing the energy within us, the energy, the truth within us, the Hebrew letters within us. This Tree of Life is somewhat thought of as mystical, but the reality of the Tree of Life is that it's in each and every human being, and it just needs to be activated by our mind. And we're going to talk a little bit about the mind-body connection because our topic is so much involved with a mind-body connection. So our disclaimer for this show, as always, is that this show is not intended to replace any professional medical advice that you may be receiving. We are here to educate you, to enlighten you, and to help you ascend to the level of wisdom, understanding, knowledge of our Creator, Yahuwah. That's what this topic is all about. This topic today is a serious misalignment with your soul purpose. If you are in this situation yourself, addicted to substances, and you are feeling like a zombie, this is for you. This is a chance to become reconnected to your soul purpose. So we're talking today about a spiritual chiropractic adjustment. Your spinal cord may be out of alignment today because of the journey that you've been on. And so even though we're talking specifically about football players and senior citizens, this wisdom that you're going to hear today can be applied to anyone who is ready to ascend in the journey of life and to become more of what you were sent here to be doing, what more involved with your soul purpose, so there can be healing. There's always healing when you are doing and being your soul purpose from the heavens, from your creator. And so why did I choose this topic today? The divine energy that comes to me is just amazing sometimes when I think about each week what to say on this show, what to share on this show. And I'll be calling my guest in just a moment. But the topic was chosen today because I noticed the headlines on the USA Today newspaper one day last week, or actually a couple of weeks ago, and it got my full attention. Two recent articles in the USA Today. One was titled, NFL Sued Over Use of Painkillers. That was just one item article on the left side of the paper. And on the same front page on the right side of that paper was the title, Drugs Taking Toll on Seniors. This type of thing gets my full attention, and I always sense that this is a divine energy getting my attention to do something, to be who I am in my spiritual name of Ana. I'm being who I am to help people ascend and become more conscious. So this topic, of course, made me think of the man who I've known all my life and all the football pictures that hung on my living room wall as a child. And so this topic is really near and dear to my heart because as I read the article, I was just so troubled and grieved in my spirit. And the one word that came to me as I read these two articles was conundrum. I thought, this is a conundrum. And so I knew that's what I was thinking and feeling. This is a conundrum. And if you're not clear on the meaning of the word conundrum, that it means a confusing and difficult problem or question. So the confusing problem is that you have football players, professional men playing this game, who are saying, in their suit especially, that they are victims, that these former players are saying they've been given these medications to keep them on the field without being told about the long-term impact. And my mind is going, really? Some of these men are making more money in 1 year than the average person makes in a lifetime. And the conundrum is they're feeling victimized because they're being kept on the field without being told about the long-term impact. And the article goes on to say that the horror stories are that these Super Bowl champions in 1985, there's more than actually 500 former players involved, so they're talking about a class action suit. And they're saying this paints a picture of a league, the NFL being a league that is recklessly and negligently created and maintained a culture of drug misuse, substituting players' health for profit. And the team doctors and trainers were handing out drugs like Halloween candy. And then an attorney makes a statement that to mask these injuries, to get these guys out on the field to their detriment, don't pay, keep paying them those $1 million to their detriment. The list of narcotics, anti-inflammatories, local anesthetics reads like a pharmacy, Toradol, Percocet, Vicodin, Ambien, if not thousands of injections and pills over the years, and not once were they warned about potential dangers. Are we feeling the conundrum here, this confusing and difficult problem? And in many cases, these anti-inflammatory drugs are now causing bleeding and renal failure in these men. One man now has stage 3 renal failure. Some man is left homeless, The players say that there was a general disregard for their health. Not only were they not told for years, he also was fed a constant diet of pills to deal with the pain. So player safety and reckless abandonment that's associated with NFL play, and their very being that engenders sympathy like nothing else. There's also the notion that players should have known better with such a violent game. Okay, we're starting to make a little sense of this. And then the article ends up with, these are men with families and futures, and their lives shouldn't be cut short in the name of entertainment. Oh, my goodness. Conundrum, conundrum. Confusing, confusing. This is crazy, I thought. And so you look over to the right, and there's an article for seniors who are saying they were like zombies. One victim said, in the painkiller misuse. We're talking two groups of people, categories of people who are trying to deal with their pain. And they're calling these senior citizens in this article the medication generation, seniors misusing prescription drugs. Now, that's another conundrum. Medication generation, seniors are misusing prescription drugs, and by misusing, they're defining as using drugs without a prescription or not as prescribed. Now, these seniors believe that doctors want to help them. We all have been trained to believe that doctors want to help us. We have been programmed to think that way. But the reality is and the truth is that trained to help you only with drugs. The average doctor keeps a prescription pad in his pocket, and when you say you need help, they pull out the prescription pad. And interesting statistics about the senior citizens and their state of addiction is that in the last 10 years, from 2002 to 2012, the number of senior citizens dependent on prescription pain relievers has grown almost threefold, from 132,000 to over 300,000 people, senior citizens, are dependent on prescription pain relievers. So the misuse, they're saying, has the hallmark of an emerging epidemic, a serious problem. And what they feel the solution is, but many of the senior citizens and some of the authors of the article, the solution is better education. And no other age group uses more pharmaceuticals than senior citizens. The Center for Disease Control data in 2010 said 75% of pharmaceuticals overdose death involved painkillers. So with all that information going through my head, I decided to invite someone who has a higher perspective on all this and lots of wisdom. The senior citizen who was quoted in that article, at the end of the article, believed that after they were weaned from all their drugs, that they felt like a new person. But the thing that, quote, the thing that still pisses me off, though, is that nobody tried to take me off the drugs sooner. I think it was just ignorance. And that is what I think we're dealing with both groups of people here, football players and senior citizens, is a great deal of ignorance. Ignorance about the medical system that we live in now that is, for the most part, quite broken, because no one is really getting to the root cause of the problem when it comes to pain. But you do have a few medical doctors that are waking up and becoming more conscious. In fact, today I received an email that was advertising an interview by a Dr. David Hanscom, who is an orthopedic spine surgeon. And his journey over the past 30 years has brought him to a place of holistic mind-body approach. He no longer thinks that every degenerative disc disease needs an operation or surgery, but pretty much his bottom line about chronic pain is, and this is so revolutionary, I was just amazed at the wisdom pouring out of this medical doctor. Some of them are truly waking up. And what he has found from his research and from attending seminars, Dr. Hanscom says that physical pain is a manifestation of mental pain. And what he finds is what doctors are missing is the key to any patient's cry for help when they have pain is to listen first. And the pain, he says, is connected to anxiety, frustration, and depression. There are specific pain pathways that have a permanent programming effect. If you can imagine watching all these football players being tackled and thrown to the ground season after season after season, what Dr. Hanscom pointed out is that they are producing a program, a permanent program embedded in their nervous system, that is from the brain down their spinal cord, that's permanently damaging the nervous system, or at least sending a message of pain to that
in life. Yes. They knew how to handle life a lot better than we do.
Yes.
And so they, because they had to in order to survive.
Right. So they learned survival skills of compassion and wisdom.
Survival,
right?
Skills, that's what it was. Survival skills for them.
Yes. So
Let me pick up this other phone because this one seemed to be a little dead. Hold it.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me pick up this other phone.
Okay. We'll wait on you. We're waiting on Mr. Howard.
Yeah, this is much better.
Okay, and
yeah.
And Mr. Howard is in Chicago, so thank you for tuning in. And then, so your mom, you and your mom, as I well know, left New Orleans when you were 9 years old and went on a train to Chicago, and
right.
You're still living in Chicago. We cannot get this man out of Chicago, the cold winter of Chicago. So
yes.
How did your early years in Chicago prepare and shape you for a professional career in football?
Well, one of the things I participated in all sports and all seasons. So you learn how to stay in shape, keep your body in shape at all times. And I participated in all sports where you learn how to run, jump, defend yourself. We learn how to box. You learn how to wrestle. And gymnastics, you do tumbling, and we do tumbling in the gym and work on the outdoor gym and jump around and catch balls and all that. All those skills were turned into football, and we played in all kinds of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Zero weather, you'd out there be shooting baskets on the basket or playing touch football on zero weather, and you weren't well prepared clothes wise, so you learn how to accept the adversities of cold weather.
Yeah.
You learn how to
sure have.
So that's how you, by the time you got to athletics, that's all was required, that you learn, you run, you jump, and you learn how to accept the hardships of playing in athletics.
So you were an all around athlete most of your young life.
That's
what
we were in those days, yeah. In those days, everybody, we didn't sit around. When the season, whatever it was, volleyball, whatever it was, track, whatever the season was, that's what you participated in. Now it's more specialized.
Yes, it is. So now you ended up, for the most part, in a career football. You ended up teaching football. What did you enjoy most about playing football?
The camaraderie, watching outstanding athletes participate. That was the thing. And then playing in New York, there's no city like New York.
Uh-huh.
Being in a situation like I was in, I was under the best of conditions. Met all the prominent people, Paul Robeson, Becky Robinson, all the people, James Baldwin, all of them would come to the games and they'd come to the locker room afterwards. So it was a very good experience for me, and I enjoyed the people that I met and the environment of New York. Can't beat it.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm sure most players today enjoy all that and more, because the biggest difference, I would say, is the salary, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think the size. The size of the athletes is the biggest difference as a player.
Okay.
There was guys when I was playing making big money, but wasn't as many of them making big money as they are now. But size now and speed, that's the big change. And I think there's more of an egotistical attitude rather than team-orientated nowadays. Guys are more orientated toward their own personal image, I would say. Where we was more or less concerned about as a team. We just more or less the team spirit all the way along.
So you think the ego, though, plays a role with the money that they're making?
Definitely the money, and their attitude toward other players, too. See, we had the idea, you know, we're all in the same game, we're all participating. And see, after the games in those days, after the game, everybody would get together, both teams, and was always a part of your visit or whatever it was. The team players on the other team would come and you'd all take them out together. Now you don't have that anymore. You don't have that closeness. So the guy figure you as an enemy, and he's gonna do whatever he can to hurt you. I say.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's interesting. It's become more divisive almost.
Well, definitely. See, we would never think about trying to hurt another player.
Oh.
Because we're going to see him right after the game. And then,
okay.
And then your own players would complain about you trying to hurt another. They don't seem to care about that now. You know,
well,
you hit a guy when he's not looking, whatever they can, they try to get you out of the game as quick as they can.
Hmm.
Now, they may say nowadays that guys don't try to get you out of the game. That's not true. They still try to get certain guys out of the game if they can. And everybody congratulates him when he does get one out.
Now, don't you think a lot of that comes from the top? I mean, this is a business, maybe more so.
Oh, definitely. It's the image is projected from the coaches on down. And the coaches, a lot of the coaches who are coaching feel that way. A lot of the coaches who are coaching are former players, and they just feel that way too.
Hmm.
Well, even the owner of the team. Well, they have a different concept. As I say, the game is changed, so the image and everything else, the philosophy behind the game and everything else. So that's the way excuse me.
With all these changes from the coach you playing and especially the risk on the health nowadays of football players. What advice would you give parents about playing sports?
I think the parents have to check the environment first.
Okay.
What kind of environment is your kid playing in?
Uh-huh.
Who are the coaches?
Uh-huh.
How knowledgeable are they? You got to do all that expect now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you got to be very careful about that.
Okay. Do you need to get some water?
I think so, getting some water.
Okay,
That's the difference in the game now. You know, I'd advise any parent, make sure their son is under very good condition playing. And who the coaches are, who's in charge of the league, and how much knowledge the coaches have, all those are very important.
So this is interesting because we're going to talk about the seniors and their drug addiction. And nowadays you have to do your homework, right? These parents cannot just drop their kids off at the football field and think
That's
everything's
right.
okay. They have to do some homework, find out who their son is playing under, what type of background, what, and then even watch maybe the coach while he's coaching and the kids,
That's
right?
That's right. You got to stand there and watch practice and see how he has the kids. You know, right? So I've seen some, you know, 11 and 12-year-old boys that certain things you just don't do. But they, you know, they got a different philosophy. So you got to check the philosophy of the coaches that you're dealing with. And check the environment in which they're playing. And that's the main thing.
So now what about young adults, say high school, college, who have this idea they want to be professional football players? There's no checking the coaches out when that situation. What do you tell these young men who are ready to jump in there without their parents' advice?
Well, that's a decision. That's the old saying, sooner or later you're going to have to make a decision that affect your life. And this is one time you got to make a decision. Are you willing to accept the consequences of playing? Because there are some consequences. I tell anybody,
Definitely.
If you play long enough, you're going to have some injuries that if you live long enough, you'll feel them. That's the name of the game. That's the way the game is playing. It's like a gladiator in the Roman days. You get out in that arena, certain things going to happen to him. I may lose an arm, a leg, or get jugged. But just being in the environment is going to create problems for him. And there's no way you can alone. The only way you can do that is, as I say, is safety. As far as the kids are concerned, don't have anything unusual, roughness, or anything like that going on. But the injuries and the hits, and over time, it's going to take. It's just like a boxer. If you boxing, you got to take a hit. It is going in the long run. If you live long enough, your body will respond.
I
don't think there's any guaranteed safety net.
No guarantee what?
Safety net.
No guaranteed safety net. You're taking a risk, right?
That's
big
right.
risk these days.
Big risk.
So
big
what,
risk.
What about these players, Dad, who are suing the NFL because they claim that the NFL was reckless and negligently created and maintained a culture of drug misuse, substituting players' health for profit? Do
well,
we have sympathy for them? Are they victims?
They're definite. See, there was no acknowledging again. For one thing, I don't think they thought we'd live this long, most of them. See, the 50s and 60s, that was it. But now, guys, in the 70s and 80s, and your body begins to slow down, and you can't heal as fast as you used to. And I've been taking many hits where when you come to the sideline, they just throw the penicillin sauce by you, and you just, okay, he's all right. You go back in. So there was negligence on both sides in that case. So it's a real dual situation. The coach is trying to win, and the owner's trying to have a good team, and they're using the players as their methods of winning or losing. So that was it.
Yeah, but I just have a real problem with, I was saying in the introduction of my show that I call this a conundrum because it's a confusing and difficult problem. And these players, it's just kind of hard to believe these players are so ignorant about the long-term effects of the drugs that they get taking, being injected into their bodies and taking season after season.
Well, you're talking from a standpoint of knowledge. Most of those guys don't have any knowledge about all that. So they the old saying is most people suffer for lack of knowledge.
Right.
I don't think I knew, some of the painkillers that I took, I didn't know what the after effects would be. Even right now, when you take a prescription, none of us, they didn't give you any instance what the side effects would be. You just took the prescription, and now you get a subscription. They got the side effects on there. They didn't used to do that. And now,
right.
Same way now in the old days, you just whatever they say take, you take. If the doctor say take it, you took it. And that's the way it was.
So I think we're at a point where these men need to wake up and educate themselves.
So I'm going to stop the interview there. It was another, I think, 15 minutes on that interview. For those of you who are just joining me, I just played an interview that I did with my father. It must have been about 10 years ago, now that I listened to the article I read and all that. So it was really a sweet, sweet memory to sit here and listen to my dad's voice, who has now translated. He's in another realm now. He said with the ancestors. He passed away in December of 2019, very significant month for me about so many things happening in my life. So thank you for listening and sharing that moment with me, because whoa, just hearing his voice. I haven't heard his voice since he passed, and I didn't even think to play that until this evening when I thought, well, there aren't going to be many people listening. They're going to be watching Super Bowl. I'll just play my dad's interview. It's a 51-minute interview, and I thought, well, I'll just let that play because there won't be anybody here. But thank you for showing up. And we got to take our last break. When we come back, if you have any comments you'd like to make, press 1. Or we've already had comments on Facebook. Thank you, Zelda, for commenting about Valentine's Day special tomorrow with co-host Dr. Debbie Green on Female Solution. But we'll be right back.
Unmuted.
Naima's still awake. Play. She's going to play next week.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for a thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Grateful that I actually have that interview so I can still listen to his voice. But how odd, how interesting that he talked about the side effects from the drugs were not even aware available. Many of the side effects from the drugs that they were taking, even football players back in his day, there was no mention, there was no list, there was no awareness of side effects. And here we are in 2022 where we've been in this pandemic for the last 2 years, we're really aware of the side effects now more than ever. And for those of you who weren't here earlier, I want to play this speech that this sister, 24-year educator, gave at a rally last week, I think, in New York, why we are obligated and we have a duty to resist and not comply anymore with this medical system's idea of helping citizens. Listen up. Really important, very passionate woman. Mama Bear is speaking for all of us Mama Bear, Grandma Bears who've had enough, and for all the Canadian Freedom Convoy truckers and for all those American truckers who are preparing to make that convoy to D.C. So this is the spirit of what we're going through today. Even after listening to my dad talk about years ago, we didn't know about the side effects, but now we're pissed about the side effects. So,
how you doing out there? Uncomfortable yet? Good.
Great.
I want everyone to understand, and as much as that was a little out of protocol, what this young man just said a little while ago, I appreciate his enthusiasm and his passion, because we need to leave this place empowered. You understand? It's not good enough to just come here and listen to speeches and go back home and get comfortable again. We are at war. We are at war for our families, our children, our lives. The 14th Amendment gives us due process. It guarantees us equal protection under the law. So why in the world are the unvaccinated being treated differently than the vaccinated? It is the new segregation. It is the new discrimination. And we have to stop it. Government for the people, by the people, will not be destroyed. We have to recognize our power. We are magistrates. What is happening here today, what is happening around our state and in our city, is people are invoking the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. And most of you probably don't even understand what that is and don't even understand what I'm talking about. Well, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate is the doctrine upon which this country was founded. It is the basis of the 10th Amendment, which says that any authority that is not given to the federal government is reserved to the state. And if our local leaders fail to protect its citizens and fail to step between a tyrannical federal government and its citizens, fail to protect the rights of its citizens, then those rights and authority is extended and given to the people. We the people is how the Constitution starts. A magistrate is a person that operates under authority. They have power. They are higher magistrates and they are lesser magistrates. The founding fathers of this country understood that there's going to come a point in time where the federal government will need to be checked. If not, they will become tyrants. And that is what's happening now. So, the Declaration of Independence says that everyone, by virtue of being a human being, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The federal government, too, the federal government, their purpose is to protect the rights of those citizens, the rights of us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The third point of that document is if they fail to protect its citizens and enforce those rights, the citizens have a right to revolt. Do you understand? We have a right to resist. do so. Do you understand? Do you understand when it says a duty to step between a tyrannical government and its laws? They are coming for our children. We cannot sit down. Every great leader knows, every one of them, even the bad ones know, that if you want to affect the country, you go for its children. When in the world do we start using children as bulletproof vests for us? When in the world do we start testing things on children? It comes to us first. And when you come for our children, you have started a war. And they have declared war, and we are answering to that war. We are magistrates, and I need you, each one, reach one, and teach one. Do you understand? As a magistrate in this country, the United States government, our government, our local leaders have to answer to us. The Ninth Amendment says that any rights that are not enumerated in the Constitution are reserved for the people. So I don't want to hear that mandates are not enumerated in the Constitution, because for the fact that it's not enumerated means that that authority and those rights goes to us. And so every one of these mandates are illegal. Every single one of them. Under that 14th Amendment, due process and right to equal protection is the right to protect my body. When you want to push something into my body against my consent, without my consent, it is rape.
Right.
And this is medical rape. When you want to take my children into a room and give them a Snicker bar and some damn fries and talk about come get this vaccine, it is tantamount to kidnapping. That's what it is. You don't have control of my children. You don't have control of me. They shut our doors and try to give us God Fauci. To hell with Fauci. The churches are surrendering their pulpits to the demonic hackle. I'm not coming to your church. You're not getting my tithe. Are you crazy? Take your children out of school. I'm a former educator of 24 years. They stopped teaching them years ago. You just didn't know. You just didn't know. Education went to hell years ago. They taught them compliance. They stopped teaching them to think. Analytical thought went out the window with state exams. Those state exams are just being used to track your children, to determine who's going to college, to train them, to support this God-forsaken system, all the rest that goes elsewhere. They have put them into prison. I don't care how you look at it. If you're in corporate America, you're imprisoned by your lifestyle. If you're in the government, you're imprisoned by your job with good benefits. You understand? If you are on subsidy, you're imprisoned by their benefits. We have to get out their system, pull yourself out, pull your dollars out, and level it. All they care about is money. And you can see it with the flip-flopping of the guidelines and of the requirements. And who's at work and who's not at work. And what court says this and another court says that. We have to hold them all accountable. They want to rewrite the Constitution? I'm ready with my pen. Because there's some changes that need to be made in this country. So they better be careful who they pull to the table. They better be careful what table is spread. Because I got some ideas, and I'm sure everybody here does too. No time to be comfortable. We have to fight. Every authority in this country, in this world, our laws were written and our authority is delegated by God Almighty. When the laws of this country violate and go against and contradict the laws of God, then that government has become tyrannical. They have to be overthrown. We have to revolt. We have to resist and do anything we can to protect our freedom. And we must be involved. We must be informed. And we must be motivated to act. And we must act. Teach your children. Get them involved so they can stand, so that when someone approaches them, they can stand and know what they're talking about. You understand me? If educate yourself so that you know how to resist. They are trying to make these mandates into laws because by the 13th Amendment, it could become the law, and we break it, we become involuntary servants. We become slaves. They are turning our country into one massive, huge slave ship. And I don't know about you, but I'm not signing up for that cruise line. Don't fight your neighbors. Don't fight your family members that are vaccinated and want to fight you. Walk away in peace. Try to educate them, and if they resist, leave them.
Right.
Unfortunately, in every war, there will be casualties.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, they will be people that we love.
Yeah.
So be it. It is what it is.
It is.
It is what it is. You love them from a distance. You pray for them, and you hope that they come over and wake up.
Right.
But if they don't, we don't have time.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
Go.
We are in battle. We are in a war, and we have to keep going. We have to be uncomfortable and be comfortable with being uncomfortable. We have to stand, and we are given a charge to fight for your family, fight for your home, fight for your brothers, fight for your sisters, because my God said, pursue the invading army, because if you pursue them, you will recover. If we back up, we won't. These are uncircumcised Philistines. They cannot stand against the army of the living God. We are the armies of the living God. Know who you are and whose you are. Go back to your neighborhood and fight. We are magistrates. Let me hear you. We are magistrates. We are magistrates. Stand between an unjust government and its laws. God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
And that, my brothers and sisters, is the spirit we are in February 2022. Woohoo! Things are happening. Let's get our armor on. We're going to go take a quick commercial break here. And when we come back, if you have any questions or comments, I see a hand raised. Mama AZ will be right back to you after this break. Thank you for holding on.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we're back. We're going to go straight to the phones. I know you, I'm glad that you're here with me and not watching the Super Bowl. Is the Super Bowl over? Does anybody know what's going on with the Super Bowl? Who cares? I'm just so excited about hearing that sister voice, the spirit and the emotions of mothers and the truckers. That's why we're going to have an American convoy. If Biden, President Brandon Biden, didn't get the message from Canada, time for the people of the United States to show him what is illegal and then take a stand. So let me go to 336-350. Mama AZ, your mic's open. Welcome. So glad you're here tonight.
I don't get into those ball games. Never did. And anyway, give thanks. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Green?
Yes, we can. Yes, go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. I hope Brother Harris is in the house because he put me on notice that today was Dr. Blair's Earth Day. And for those listening audience people that do not know who Dr. Blair is, that or was, Dr. Blair is somebody you must research metaphysically. And Dr. V, I don't know what to say about you, but you have a golden hatchet. it's deep that today the energy is a three. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Blair's Earth Day adds up to a five. And you have five and three, which is eight. And that is one of Reverend A.A. Allen's numbers, the number eight. And the reason that I'm mentioning this, and I want to dedicate this show to my family, to my grandchildren, because I'm not in their life only through prayer and meditation. I'm not allowed to connect with them. So family, let me say this to you. Anytime that you have a young one that you can support, even if it's through your friend, like I support Dr. V and others with their grandchildren, because that sister who spoke, I want that to be sent to my phone and on my messenger, because I'm going to send that to everybody that's on my Facebook page. She is so on point. Mm-hmm. Encourage the young people, even if it's your friends' grandchildren and young children, because something is getting ready to happen
in
families. And if we do not stand up to take a stand from wherever we are, it doesn't matter what religion you're in, I'm a Baha'i, you or whoever, it doesn't matter, because every religion on this planet Earth has junk in the trunk. And when somebody starts a religion, then if the founders are over there on the other side of the veil, people seem to take it to where they want it to go, and it loses what the main purpose was. I'm seeing so much, even with my Indian people, my Poti people, you know, and Poti means pupil of the eye people. That's a term that's in the Baha'i faith. So you can look it up, the Poti people. Mm-hmm. We, as a nation of Poti people, indigenous people, we have no clue of who we really are and how gifted we are with the gifts and the knowledges. And I'm looking at all of this. Dr. Z, I'm going to send you this tape that I know my mother and my dad sent me about Seminole people, the tribe, the Indian mm-hmm. tribe. They're really, you know, it's like in Oklahoma, there were a certain amount of monies allotted. And do you know those creatures who look like Caucasian people are wanting to get the people who look like the real indigenous black Indian people off the roll? And they want to go with what the government says to do. That's what their sister is basically saying. If you don't stand up and take a stand, and not let this continue, you know, nothing will move forward. And the elders, they're wanting us to be wiped off the planet. This is why doing what the brother does, the Breatharian brother does, and other people who are, eating as best as they can, it's wise to and not eat, because the stuff that even they say is organic, it's not It's not family. It's not. And your inner wisdom can tell you this. It's designed to make you sicker. And if you are older, elder person, if you're consuming all of that, that's even to take your behind out of here quicker, show the wisdoms and the knowledges that you have will not be passed on to the young people. I'm serious. I see this, and it makes me sad. It makes me
sad.
Well,
don't be sad, sister. You know, I heard today a trucker on YouTube saying in Canada, he didn't want to say anything negative about Trudeau because he said there's been enough negativity. He said he was thankful to Trudeau for bringing these people together in Ottawa
yes.
that are just loving each other from all over the world. People are flying in
yes.
from all over the world to be a
wow.
part of Canada. So this truck convoy that started in Canada and from the East Coast to all the way throughout Canada is now going to spread in the United States, and we're going to show them, we got to show them who's really, who can really put on a convoy, because we have 90,000 truckers who have already signed up, from what I hear, to be in this convoy from, I think, California.
Wow.
And we got to make a show because, as she said, all these mandates are legal. And now that we are aware, we have the knowledge, we have the information, our education, what'd she say? Our education system went to hell years ago. That just, that blew, I mean, I know that, but the way she said it, that it went to hell years ago, you just hadn't been aware, and all it's been about is compliance with the education system. Woo, I need
sister, I knew this when my daughter
yeah.
is 53 years old. 54.
Right.
I knew this when DSS took her from me. I knew this when she was 10 years old. I didn't
yes.
understand it or understood it at the time it happened because I was like only 26 at the time. I was a youngster. However, I saw this coming, and now that I have the connections with you and others that are on your level, I am so grateful, sister, that my mother decided to have me and allow me to come
too.
To her place. Oh, my God. It's so much.
Yeah.
And,
but we had
and
another
one of the
caller. Hold on, sister. I'll leave your
okay.
mic open, but I'll open up this other mic.
Okay.
773. 487, is that Kufi in Chicago?
Oh, yes, it is. Kufi James, KUFI on YouTube. You want to see my little videos of being an Indigenous American?
All right, now.
I'm thankful for.
Greetings,
I'm thankful
Brother
for. Kufi. Please. And, you know, that's all I've been representing myself as an Indigenous. You know, I learned my greatest knowledge from the Olmec people who create the American civilization. I went back. Everybody goes back to 1800s, 1700s. I went back to year 200, and the Olmecs create the civilization. That empowers me. And I think what we're doing now, with Mane Z and all of us, we're sharing elder knowledge that if we can get and share. I shared knowledge with my daughter. She told me one night, my mama said she don't need no daddy. I don't need no daddy. I said, okay, love your mother. But let me tell you that your great-grandmama Ada and Albert, your great-grandfather, created Rusk College, ACC University in Hot Springs, Mississippi. She's like, wow, daddy, that means I'm a teacher. See, I got it.
Yeah.
See, we are being disconnected with our family. If you can have a mother, father, become a grandparent, you know, it really takes three generations to get out of this. And they're breaking
yeah.
up our families. I connected to my three generations, and that's how I got
mm-hmm.
the information who I am.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's why I've been planted, you know what, Kufi, that's why I've been planted in my son's house to reach one, teach one. These two grandchildren are under my wing because they desperately need some wisdom. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we each, as she said, let's each one, reach one, teach one. If you got people who are resistant, they don't want to believe you, they want to wear the mask, just say, I love you, goodbye, got to move on. It's the war we're in. Let me go to the next caller.
Guess what the best thing you can do for your grandchildren?
What's that?
Tell them to teach you something.
Yeah, every time they're here, honey, believe me. Children want to be listened to. They want to be listened to. So,
Look at me, Daddy. Look what I can do, Daddy. They want the attention. Yeah.
We can't think that we know everything when we have grandchildren. We have to be ready to listen, but at the same time, we got to share some wisdom. I got a battle going with this mask thing because their parents are too busy working to realize it's illegal and it's time to stop it. Even though the governor has said no more mandates, we got the stupid mayor in Orlando who's being paid by Soros or somebody. Anyway, 312-721.
Hello? Tell your grandchildren.
Another caller.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
312-721. Your mic's open.
Yes, this is Naima calling from my other phone. I had to make sure I recognized the number when you said it. I just wanted to kind of briefly echo what's been said, especially about the unity, because this is actually bringing together many people who before were divided. We're seeing a lot of people who are usually on the opposite sides of the fence. They're coming together in a very beautiful, loving way. And we have to know that everything is in divine order. The universe, the universal mind is bringing us to a point of elevated consciousness where we realize that we have been manipulated and injected with fear and lied to. Now, everybody's not there yet in terms of their awareness. As you said, you have some casualties of war, some are going to be people you love, some are going to resist and be angry at you, feeling like you're wrong and you're endangering lives and all the other propaganda that we've been indoctrinated with over the past 2 years. So you do have to lovingly allow them to have their thoughts and simply step away. Educate them as best you can. Step away when you realize they just are not there yet. But they will be eventually, because eventually people are going to get angry enough to say, okay, that's it. And I'm just so excited about seeing what's happening in Canada spread to America, where people are saying, okay, we're going to gather. We're going to make this same statement. And it's just wonderful that there's so many people from different walks of life that used to disagree and different sides of the political fence, or I'm a Republican, I'm Democrat, or I'm Christian, I'm Muslim. You're seeing everybody of all these different groups that used to disagree being solidly together on this issue, and it's showing us how to show love. So we should be grateful that this condition has brought this level of anger in people, because, you know, we had been complacently going along with the pharmaceutical industry and drugging people and making sure all the elderly were good and sick so they'd have to keep taking medications and, you know, making it law for our children to get jabbed every year before they go to school. And we were not protesting any of this, and now we're seeing that we've been used to keep an income stream for an industry, those people who have become aware. But I also want to mention, now tomorrow, I suppose a nationwide movement is being brought to the surface. The murdered and missing Indigenous women's organization across the country, they're having commemorations because, you know, we're seeing so much of disrespect for those women who have just been silenced. So I'll be speaking at an event here in Chicago at 10 o'clock Central Time. I'm sure there'll be other events across the nation. And it gives us an opportunity, again, to raise awareness that we have to change the thinking. We have to change the thinking that some people are more worthy of life than others. Some people are more valuable than others. Some people need to just shut up and take whatever's given to them. That whole thought has to end, and we can end it. And we always say this on our show, you know, 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and raise them in healthy, happy families. When we do that, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. And this is our goal. So we can change the thinking of our youth and empower them to stand up for their right to live free and clean. Then they will create the world we need. They will create the world where we can live in peace and we can live in power.
Yeah, thank you, Naima. We have another caller that I think that's Brother Kwame Sunhorst. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Riyata. Assalamu alaikum to my sister Naima and to Kufi and Mama AZ. You know, it's very powerful that Naima hit the nail on the head and talking about the divine order. Because if we look at what has happened since 2019, and you go back 400 years to 1619, when the smallpox epidemic wiped out over 60 million of the people that was of this land, and these people invaded and came in and took this land. Now, in 2019, we were given another virus. And now we're looking at the same thing, repetition, coming about in the alignment of what's going on in the heavens, because this month and it's all in galactical alignment, because on 2/22/2022, we will be with Pluto in Capricorn in the exact energy of 1776, 248 years ago, when this country formulated its constitution. And now we're at the point of getting a new constitution, because what that sister said in that speech, she said one very important phrase in that speech is that this is going to be the new cruise ship of slave trade, because when they turn around here and get the laws to saying that if you are convicted for not taking a shot, the 13th Amendment says neither slavery nor indentured servitude, except if you are duly convicted of a crime. If they make vaccination a crime, guess what the new trade is going to be?
We know. So that's why it's a war. That's why this is a war. She said we cannot sit down.
Yeah, but it's not a war of physicality. This is biological and spiritual.
Exactly.
And the thing that they can't do with the spiritual, because they attempted to do that because the indigenous people are still here and we're still here. And that is the spiritual power of our belief system. And our belief system has been able to show them that through all the atrocities that you put us through, we are still human beings reproducing and multiplying. And the thing that and when Naima was saying the part about 50 years, given as Agenda 2050, and they've already left the Georgia Guidestone sitting there that they want $500 million on here. If that vaccine is to do what it's doing to do, it will make it so that the generations that are 50 years from now won't have a chance as too much reproducing. Because you look at if they vaccine in our children, that means is that when they get to reproduction age, those three generations that come out of that woman's body will be infected with that vaccination. They've already got the plan in place.
And that's why this is an urgent call to duty, urgent call to duty. We can no longer afford to sit back and watch things on the news. We've got to participate. We got T-shirts we're working on with the Female Solution Freedom T-shirts.
When
the convoy comes through, let's support them and let's educate and share this.